This weekend is Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th of March, beginning the first week of Lent. The Choir of Westminster Cathedral, directed by David Hill, sing Victoria's Tedet Animam Meam, My Soul is Weary of My Life. When you look at the people around you now, do they look a bit weary, a bit tired of their lives? Perhaps you feel a bit weary yourself, even now as you're trying to pray, not in the mood, too busy, too preoccupied. Too tired. But if that is how you find yourself right now, just acknowledge that feeling and present yourself nonetheless to God, just as you are. And God will listen to you and accept you just as you are. Once more, we are not simply spectators in this extraordinary drama. We too are tempted to do the right things in the wrong way or for the wrong reason. Part of the discipline of Lent is about learning to recognize the flickering impulses, the whispering voices for what they are, and to have the scripture-fueled courage to resist. We too are part of the ongoing battle for heaven's rule to be established on earth. Every successful fight against temptation is one more step on the road to the ultimate victory. This weekend's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him.
There are so many voices continually fighting for our attention, so many temptations in our fast-moving, ever-changing world. Do I always recognize the tempter's voice amongst all the others? What are the things I find it hardest to resist? How might I overcome these temptations during this time of Lent, no matter how big or small? As you hear Matthew's Gospel read again, notice how clear it is, particularly at the very end, that Jesus as King of the Jews is to become the true Lord of the whole world. But the path by which he moves to that lordship is not the satanic one which would make him grab it for his own ends.
Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, Again it is written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me. Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him.
Lord Jesus, as you saw through the temptations and refused them, give us wisdom to recognize the tempter's voice and strength to resist. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.